Ty's Kid Corner. Today we'll talk about polar bears.
That's what they sound like?
Ty, before we get into the episode though, remember I read to you that very sweet note from Evelyn? Can you give her a shout out?
Hi Evelyn, thanks for tuning in.
This episode is for everyone who voted for polar bears, which won by a landslide. Thank you for your participation.
Can you tell me something interesting about polar bears?
They're the largest predator in the world.
So how big are they?
Really big.
How big is really big?
The biggest one can stand up to 12 feet tall.
That's really tall. How many pounds then do polar bear weigh, or the biggest one?
2,000 pounds.
That's like 66 of you. That's too much. On average though, the male polar bears weigh about 800 pounds and then the female about 500 pounds, right?
That's smaller.
That is smaller, yeah. So Ty, I recently learned something that polar bears have black skin and transparent fur, yet somehow we see them as white. Why is that, Ty?
The sunlight reflects off the polar bear, so we see it as white.
Oh, so now tell me then, what if there's no sunlight, or say, what if the sun is setting during sunset? What do we see?
Orange and yellow.
Orange and yellow polar bears. That would be interesting. One other really great benefit for polar bears to have black skin is so that it can absorb, the black skin can absorb sunlight to keep them warm. How else do polar bears keep warm?
Blubber.
Blubber, that's right. Can you tell me of another way that polar bears are equipped to live on ice?
They have sticky pads to keep them from slipping on the ice.
Oh, on their paws, you mean? That is so cool. So, Ty, are polar bears social? Do they like to live alone or do they live in a group?
Alone.
Yeah, that's right.
But in cubs.
With their cubs, that's right. Yeah, of course.
They live in small pairs. Just a cub and a mama.
Did you know that cubs stay with their moms for 3 years?
Nuh-uh. I haven't ever known.
Ty, how old are you?
4 years old.
Oh, Ty, do you know what that means? You're more than 3 years old, so I can let you go out alone in the world now. Does that sound good to you? Well, why not? You can't see it, but now he's really clinging on to me. I love you. Okay, what else do you know about cubs?
They're deaf and blind.
When can they actually see and hear?
At 1 month, they can see and hear.
Oh, that's great. And when do they learn how to walk?
At 2 months.
That's awesome. You did not learn to walk at 2 months, did you? Do you know how much the cubs weigh when they're born?
1 pound.
That's a lot smaller than you. Yet imagine they grow up to 500 to 800 pounds. That's a lot of weight gain, huh? In fact, they can gain 200 pounds in one summer. You know, Ty, we've been talking a little bit about this concept called climate change, right? So since ice on the Arctic is melting due to global warming, how does this affect polar bears? Imagine with me for a minute. Polar bears live where?
In the Arctic.
That's right. And the Arctic is really cold and lots of ice, right? Now, if the entire Earth warms up, what happens to the habitat for the polar bears?
It melts.
That actually shortens the polar bear's hunting season, right? Their winter is shorter when a lot of the ice melts and the weather is warmer.
Right? Yeah, and the seals disappear.
They have less access to seals, that's right.
And yes, the seals are migrating.
They might migrate, that's true. I read that because of the indirect effects of global warming and how polar bears' hunting seasons get shortened and they don't really have access to seals, their average weight has declined by 15%. That's sad, isn't it? And you know, when you lose a lot of weight, do you know how that might affect you?
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine with me how that might affect polar bears? Like, they're really mighty and strong. You told me at the beginning of this episode that polar bears are the largest predator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're grown weaker, aren't they? Because of global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that means it also reduces the female's ability to reproduce and raise healthy cubs. Remember you told me that they might start migrating because of global warming?
Yeah, they swim.
Yep, they swim because all the ice melts away, so they have to swim.
And like seals.
Like seals, yeah. So they actually do move further south now. And they are now interacting with other bears, the grizzly bears.
Whoa.
Yeah. And some of them have actually started mating with grizzly bears. And the offspring have characters of both the polar bears and the grizzly bears. And scientists are very concerned that the unique features of polar bears might disappear if this keeps up. You know what, Kai? I think that's a bit heavy for today. Why don't I tell you an animal joke? What do you call a bear that got caught in the rain?
A grizzly bear.
And before we actually end, we do want to say thank you so much for all of your positive feedback. We appreciate that. And I read all the comments to Kai. He loves it. Special shout out to?
Grandma, you done. Amy, Miss Jenna, Miss Caitlin, Miss Lacey.
We love you. All right. See you next week.